Om Shanti. Good morning. How are you? Yeah? You look very fine from here. Today we have a very special program. We have Gopi Ben here with us. You're all hearing Thai and Tamil, Japanese. You got the translation? Yeah? So, is there anyone that doesn't know Gopi Ben? Anyone that doesn't know her? Some. Okay. So Gopi Ben came to Baba really as a very young person, almost a child. And she would say that she took a very natural Brahmin birth. And she grew up with a lot of love and sustenance from the daddies. So it's very much in her bones, Brahmin life. And I would say that she doesn't belong to any one country. I think once you hear her, you'll feel that she's very much international. She has a beautiful blend of all cultures and, of course, the essence in Brahmin culture. And she's going to share with us around three R's: renewing, refreshing, and reviving. So it's going to be a talk, and it's also going to be experiential. So go, people, be with us right through until Daddy comes. Now, Daddy Ratamohini has had a variety of health challenges recently, but she's so committed to service that she said, no, the double foreign family are there. They're up the mountain. I must come. I must be with them. So when she comes, we're going to give her a little welcome, and it would be lovely if you can perhaps wave and just really appreciate her, because she has had challenges and yet she's so committed to being with us this morning. So then Daddy will go through to roughly around 1 o'clock. Okay, we'll have more of a conversation with Daddy. So I'll hand over now to Gopi. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good morning. The topic I had to remind myself that I gave to Trish a few weeks ago was something that came rather suddenly to me in that moment when she emailed. And it was reviving awareness, refreshing attitude, and renewing vision. And I would say, more than the three R's, the awareness, attitude, and vision bit are the important pieces for me. In all my travels and conversations with many souls in the Brahmin family and outside the Brahmin family, people are ready for change. Are you ready for a change? Yeah? Yeah, about time, right? And I think as we want and we feel that we have to change and we have to be different and we have to step out of our comfort zones, one of the things that we very quickly begin to do is externalize that change. Right? So what does it mean by externalizing change? Yeah, playing with the drama. If I go to this country, perhaps I'll be better. If I move home, I'll feel better. If I change my environment, it will hopefully get better. And so externalizing your change, feelings of change, is simply another way of playing chess with the drama. You're just moving the same pieces, but in new places. So it feels new for the first time, but then you're back again to the same old dynamics that keep repeating themselves, and you can't escape those dynamics. And I suppose in that moment, One of the things that's really required, and it was something that Niwerbai had shared with us recently, a very, very deep courage is needed to face the self. To be able to make the self still and steady, and instead of going out with my impetus for change, my reaction of wanting to bring a change, I take that energy in and go deep. Many times in our Brahmin life, we hear the word stage, right? We've got to look after our stage. So what is our stage? What are you looking after when you're looking after your stage? You're looking after your feelings, that's one aspect. What else? Okay, so that's a practice of checking. But what is your stage? What are you looking after when you're looking after your stage? Make sure your thoughts are always elevated. This is an interesting thing to think about, isn't it? We use this word a lot in Brahmin language. And yet the stage is such a subtle dimension because it comprises these three things: awareness, attitude, and vision. These are the subtle components of my stage. And so much in our efforts, are attempts at the level of change at the thought level. Now I'd like to invite you into something a little bit more subtle. Because by the time something has manifested as a thought, it's still too late. Your thoughts are just data and information that are revealing a much deeper dynamic and current that exists in your awareness and attitude. Yesterday I was in the car with somebody and they were saying how important it is to pay attention to having positive thoughts and no negative thoughts. And I said, great. But the seed of thought is awareness. You know how awareness is like a field? It's like a field in which you sow seeds. And if my awareness is still limited, I'm thinking about my car, my task, my job, the people I'm involved with, then because it's a human awareness I'm in, human feelings are always polarized. So it's good and bad, right and wrong. And so my vision and attitude and my thinking will be polarized. I'll be struggling between seeing something good in someone, seeing something bad in someone. Does that make sense? Because my awareness is still human. I might be a very good human being, but my awareness is still human. And then when Baba enters our life, and with his power, he releases us from the awareness of the human body, a switch happens. And that's when the awareness becomes spiritual. Yeah, have you ever been swimming in the ocean? Yeah, who's been swimming in the ocean here? You know the feeling how when you're swimming, or even if you're having a bath, you're merged with water. You know this feeling of being merged with water? Imagine the soul being merged in the ocean of the Supreme. This very soft, sweet energy of light that's completely connected with the ocean of light and might. So when I'm holding a spiritual awareness, it's the awareness that of the soul and the Supreme. It's a subtle awareness. And it's an awareness that requires me to have a relationship. You know, everything in your awareness right now is governed by what you have the strongest relationship with. Let's say you have an attachment to a human. That feeling will dominate the remembrance of that person. It might not even be at the thought level, but there'll be a feeling in the background that will dominate your awareness. Right? And that's one of the reasons why Baba again and again and again says, remember me, have all relationships with me. Because what he's trying to do is tackle our change process from the roots of awareness. Does that make sense? And once the awareness has shifted, then you don't have to play too much with negative thoughts, positive thoughts, this thought, that thought. Automatically, that bond of love between the soul and the supreme generates a pure thought. Generates a benevolent thought. It's effortless. If you still find yourself having to force your mind, having to think too much about things, understand you're still operating in a limited awareness. Many times, many of us in Brahmin life, you know, we're playing with gyan, but we're still locked in a human awareness, playing with the jewels of knowledge. So we've collected a lot of information, but there's no power in our thoughts. Have you experienced that? You're kind of circling, but going nowhere. And so when we talk about awareness, we talk about having an elevated awareness. Which means really internally, with my heart, choosing to engage with Baba first in everything. In everything. A few days ago, we were sitting with Daddy Gulzar. And I asked her a question. I said, Daddy, can you share your current efforts with us? And it was very interesting what she was saying, because she was saying, I check the quality of my mind and I check for how long I can hold a stage for. Okay? This is Daddy Gulzar for you, who to us appears to be way up the ladder of spiritual self-awareness and yet still a very subtle effort maker. And then I said, you know, Baba, when we come near you, we feel Baba's energy and vibration. So what form does Baba come to you? And she said, she went very quiet and she said, whenever a question arises from my heart, yes, a response comes with it as well. But then Baba emerges in front of me and I see, what is Baba's response to that question? And then I see, is there a difference? Is there a difference between both? My answer and Baba's answer. And I thought, how interesting that here is someone that even though she has answers to her own questions, she won't just use Baba to verify her answers, but she will check what response is Baba giving and check her answer against Baba's answer. Now, when we're talking about keeping your awareness unlimited, this is the kind of effort it takes. Does that make sense? You have to slow yourself down completely to allow Baba in. Too much of our daily processes work off automatic pilot. So we're driven. We're driven by nature samskaras. We're driven by fears. We're driven by other dynamics. And yet, slowing down inside allowing Baba to become present, and allowing your process to be checked by Baba, means that immediately the connection with the energy that's the highest on high will lift your awareness. It's a very soft and subtle process, and it's very, very important. Very important. And so, to change awareness requires deep relationship with Baba. You have to taste Baba at every level. You know, what is it that pulls you? Whatever you've tasted. Yeah? Your mind is pulled by the tastes you like. Your tongue is pulled by the tastes you like. So, tasting Baba in all relationships means that we release ourselves from the attractions of human love. I would probably say human attachments. Yeah. Because, you know, we've had good human relationships in our life. We have. And they do support us. But slowly, slowly, as I slow my inner processes down and I invite Baba gently inside, I start to taste Baba as a friend. Baba's response as a father, a dad, a mother, a brother. And that sweetness of Baba's response nourishes something very, very deep inside the soul. Very deep. And then slowly, slowly I'm able to let go of the support of a human attachment in the process. So as you know, our daddy is here. Is she waiting to come on? Here she is. So our daddy's here. Can we stand up and give daddy a big round of applause?
And big wave. Daddy can see you. Thank you. Come forward a little bit so Daddy can see you. Thank you. And Daddy, we want to ask them who started service in the West. Gopi Ben, we're asking them who started service outside of India and what year. Who knows what year service started outside of India apart from the Japanese? Who knows? What year did it start? Do you know? Do you know who started it? Okay, 1954, Baba's service started outside of India. Right? 1954? Did you know that? And who started it? Daddy! Yeah! So it's very easy for anyone to follow. We know that, right? Anyone can follow. But to be the first one is something very, very special. So Daddy was the first one that went to Japan all those years ago and kind of laid the seed for all of us. And so we're going to have a song from the Japanese family. Okay? They're here with us. Mm-hmm.
can even.
From Japan. So we think how they know Brahma Kumaris. Because there are no more in the beginning, that was beginning of our this knowledge. And first invitation from Japan. We don't know what is Japan at that time. Because I was small that time also. I came in Gyan. That time my age was 12, 13.
12 or 13 years old. In 1936, Daddy was only about 12 years old. And then 1954, can you calculate how old she would have been? Her first foreign service tour?
Don't say anything.
And then what happened, Daddy?
Phir main Hindi bolungi. जब हम जापान में गए तो सब लोग हमको देख करके वायरे हो गए.
So when we arrived in Japan, everyone looked at us and thought, who are these people? They were like, shop.
क्योंकि उनके लिए इंडियन नई बात थी.
Because to see Indians there was a big thing. It was a new thing.
और वहां जाने के बाद हमने स्पीच इंग्लिश में की.
And when we got there, the speech we gave, we looked Indian, but we spoke in English.
But हम वैसे English speaking नहीं हैं.
I'm not an English speaker as such.
परंतु समझते थे पर सो, we can write first, and then we read it that.
There you go. They write their speeches and then they read what they write.
And they. First time invitation. And after that, there are five meetings. Paanch. Uske baad unki paanch meetings hui.
After the conference.
Second mein hum gaye.
Yeah.
Third, fourth, fifth. इतने तक फिर उन्होंने हमको रोका.
ओके, सो दे केप्ट.
और हम खाली दो बहनें गई.
देयर वाज ओनली टू सिस्टर्स दैट वेंट एंड दे वर केप्ट फॉर अ
फ्यू डेज. मैं और दादी कुमारका.
सो दादी कुमारका एंड दैट एंड दादी रतनमोहन.
बाबा ने भाई को तैयार किया था, आनंद किशोर दादा को.
बाबा हैड एक्चुअली आल्सो प्रिपेयर्ड अ ब्रदर टू अकंपनी देम, ब्रदर आनंद किशोर.
परंतु बाबा ने कहा नहीं, उन्होंने ब्रह्मा कुमारियों को निमंत्रण दिया है, वो जानते हैं ब्रह्मा कुमारियों की संस्था है, इसलिए केवल दो बहनें.
ओके, सो बाबा हैड एक्चुअली प्रिपेयर्ड आनंद किशोर बाय फर्स्ट टू गो, बट देन बाबा रियलाइज वेल दे हैव इनवाइटेड द ब्रह्मा कुमारीज एंड सो ही सेड नो, देयर शुड बी टू sisters that should go to this conference as well.
Do hum akele gaye.
And we both went alone.
We don't saw anything before.
They've never been abroad. That was the first visit abroad that Daddy Ji and Daddy Ratnamoyini made. Daddy, inko toli do, fir wo baithe aur fir aap chalo karo.
Isi tarah par ये सब अंग्रेज है ऐसे.
वेयर आर यू? टोक्यो. टोक्यो, टोक्यो, पूरे टोक्यो से.
टोक्यो
कोबे, ललिता कोबे से है.
वी वेंट इन टोक्यो आल्सो. जब वो देखने लगे तो बड़े आश्चर्य से मेरे बाल और एक गुड्डी थे.
She saying when they saw me there, they were quite surprised. You know, they would look at my hair. They looked at everything.
छोटी थी.
Because I was also quite young.
और फिर इंग्लिश में भाषण के लिख करके वो.
And so what we had to do is we had to prepare speeches for the conference. So we would write everything down in English and then have to memorize it to be able to share it.
बहुत प्रभावित हुए. और फिर हमको पीछे सारी कॉन्फ्रेंस के लिए रोका.
And so they were quite impressed with what they heard. Because they were impressed with what they heard, they kept us a few 5 days after the conference.
क्योंकि हम थोड़े दिन रुक के फिर बाबा ने भाई को भेजा था.
सो वी एक्चुअली बोथ ऑफ अस सिस्टर्स वेंट अलोन टू द कॉन्फ्रेंस फर्स्ट एंड देन एज वी स्टेड ऑन अ फ्यू डेज लेटर दैट आनंद किशोर बाय जॉइंड अस देयर.
मैंने वो कॉन्फ्रेंस पूरी होने के बाद एक डेढ़ सप्ताह के बाद वो आया.
एंड इट वॉज आफ्टर द कॉन्फ्रेंस हैड फिनिश्ड अबाउट अ वीक एंड अ हाफ लेटर दैट आनंद किशोर दादा केम. सो इनिशियली दे हैड बोथ गॉन अलोन.
फिर उनकी कॉन्फ्रेंस हमको पहले पता नहीं था, खाली हमको सेकंड में बुलाया, थर्ड फोर्थ फिफ्थ. फिर तीन कॉन्फ्रेंस हम इतने कैसे रहे तीन. तो फिर आनंद किशोर दादा और दादी को वहां छोड़ा और फिर मैं आगे बढ़ी.
आप कहां गए फिर?
हांगकांग में.
And so, as they were invited,
कुछ समय रह के वहां घूम फिर के
for further events and conferences. Then Daddy Ji and Anand Kishore Dada stayed back for the conferences.
No.
And Daddy went on to Hong Kong after that.
Daddy Kumarka.
Yeah. Daddy, do you want to share with them how you did service in Japanese? Do you remember? You told us that story.
Yo, wo main Hindi mein bata sakti.
Hindi mein batao na. सभी आराम से बैठे हैं.
हम छोटी थी तो उन्होंने अपनी खाली वो बताई थी ना, जो उनकी टॉपिक थी वो भी मुझे अभी याद नहीं है. मैंने टॉपिक ऐसी थी जैसे हमारे से, तो वो हम लिखत में सारी तैयार करके ले गए थे. जगदीश भाई था ना वो सारा. फिर वहां स्टेज पर हमने वो पढ़ के सुनाया. सुनाने के बाद वो बड़े खुश हो गए.
सो वट एवर द टॉपिक वॉज ऑब्वियसली आई कांट रिमेम्बर द थीम राइट नाउ, बट वी प्रिपेयर्ड आवर मैटर ऑन दैट टॉपिक And we got to the conference and we obviously read out our speeches and they were quite impressed with that.
फिर तो हमारे साथ इंग्लिश था ना भाई.
Yeah, so there was then a brother who spoke English with us.
उन्हों के पास तो इतने नहीं रह सकते थे ना.
But
तो मैं फिर हांगकांग में आ गई क्योंकि वहाँ रिश्तेदार वगैरह बहुत थे हमारे.
So, but Daddy, one of the things you did, आप सेवा ने शुरू किया क्योंकि आप दो तीन दिन वहाँ थे. तो आपने जब सेवा की शुरुआत की तो आप कंपनीज में नहीं जाते थे, आपने जापान भाषा में
नया नया
ट्रांसलेशन किया था.
पहली पहली बार गए थे ना.
हाँ.
फिर दादा नारायण किशोर और दादा आनंद किशोर आए ना.
हाँ.
फिर थोड़ा चक्कर लगाया पर रहेंगे कहाँ, तो उनके पास तो इतना नहीं रह सकते थे ना. तो इसलिए फिर मैं, दादी बड़ी थी तो दादी और आनंद किशोर को छोड़ के मैं फिर आगे बढ़ी क्योंकि वहाँ हमारे रिश्तेदार हांगकांग में बहुत थे.
सो देयर वाजंट इनफ रूम, देयर वाजंट अ मार्जिन टू स्टे फिजिकली विद एवरीबॉडी देयर. सो वी लेफ्ट आनंद किशोर बाय एंड दादी जी देयर एंड केम बैक. बट आई रिमेंबर वन स्टोरी. Because at one point she had been left alone and she was thinking about how are we going to do service. And so she wrote the introduction of the Brahma Kumaris down, right, and Raj Yoga in English. She had somebody to translate it into Japanese, but in English Japanese, you know, right? And then she went to all the different companies and organizations and would read it out in Japanese. And this is the kind of courage that they had in those days to actually spread Baba's message, right? But the effort to go to that extent to be able to share the message.
ऐसे सब जो थोड़ी थोड़ी विदेश की शुरू हुई, फिर हांगकांग में रह के मेरे लोग एक थे तो मैं उन लोग के पास रही, फिर थोड़ा थोड़ा उन्होंने तो वहाँ तो फिर इंडियन हांगकांग में बहुत.
एंड सो व्हेन आई वेंट टू हांगकांग आई हैड रिलेटिव्स इन हांगकांग एंड इट वाज देयर दैट अ लॉट ऑफ सर्विस ऑफ द इंडियंस बिगन. देयर वाज अ लॉट ऑफ
इंग्लिश वाला था ना तो उसको फिर उसको.
So Anand Kishore Dada, who used to, was actually the only one in those days that spoke English, Jagdish Bhai had come much later, he stayed behind in at the conference with Dadiji, and she went on to Hong Kong.
And
then I stayed, us samay.
Total.
So then,
उनके पास नहीं.
हाँ, आप घूमते रहे वहाँ पे.
फिर हांगकांग में मैं रुकी. जब वो वहाँ पांच कॉन्फ्रेंस पूरी करके आए तो फिर सिंगापुर गए.
सो देन इट वॉज देन ड्यूरिंग दैट पीरियड ऑफ टाइम आई स्पेंट वन ईयर आउट ऑन द फील्ड ऑफ सर्विस. सो ऑब्वियसली लेफ्ट द कॉन्फ्रेंस इन जापान, वेंट टू हांगकांग, देन फ्रॉम हांगकांग वेंट टू सिंगापुर एंड देन अदर प्लेसेस. सो आई स्पेंट वन ईयर आउट
ऑफ सर्विस
बिकॉज दे वर लौकिक रिलेटिव्स इन ईच ऑफ दीज प्लेसेस दैट कुड होस्ट अस. Right, so you can see the seeds of service beginning through these connections.
You can't run me down to just this moment neither.
Yeah, because when you go on a conference, you can't stay in their facilities for very long. What are you going to eat? Who are you going to be with? So, wherever there were relatives, they would move there to begin service and then move somewhere else.
हांग कांग में भी काफी समय रही तो वहाँ फिर सिंधियों की सेवा की.
In Hong Kong, I stayed a while and then there was the opportunity to serve the Sindhi community there too, to start.
वहाँ मैं अकेली थी लौकिक के पास.
I was alone also there.
सवेरे उठकर जाकर बगीचे में बैठ जाती थी एकांत में बाबा से बात.
And so I stayed alone by myself in the middle of all these lokiks, and early in the morning, you know, I would just get up, go into the garden, and just sit in solitude in Baba's remembrance.
जब ये दोनों वापस आए उसके बाद फिर हम आगे चले.
So then Daddy Ji and Anand Kishore Dada returned back and Daddy continued on to other places.
फिर सिंगापुर में तीन लोग इकट्ठे थे. फिर मतलब टोटल वहाँ सब जगह सर्विस करते करते एक बरस की
And so it was serving all various different places. It took a whole year and then we returned back to Madhuban. Daddy, abhi aaj ki topic thi smriti ko jagana, vritti ko badalna aur drishti ko divya banana. Smriti ko jagana, to awaken and revive your awareness. Vritti ko badalna, change your attitude. Aur drishti ko divya banana, to make your drishti and vision divine. To dadi, aap is par thoda humko gehrai mein le jayenge. Ke shuru shuru mein baba ne aapko kaunse tarike se आपकी स्मृति को जगाए, आपकी स्मृति से आए और किस स्मृति से कौन सी स्मृति उत्पन्न हुई और फिर उसके बाद आपका पुरुषार्थ क्या चला. So my question to daddy was, how did baba in the early days practically help you to shift your awareness? What was your awareness like before? What was it like after you came? And what efforts have you made to sustain that awareness?
मैंने तो ये history कभी किसको सुनाई
नहीं. He says, I've never shared this history with anyone. I said, that's good.
क्योंकि विदेश के देशों की सेवा पहले पहले जापान में इस रीति से हुई. तो जब हम इतना दूर गए तो हमने समझा इतना दूर गए हैं तो इतना जल्दी वापस कैसे जाएं. इसलिए फिर लौकिक जो थे पुराने, अभी तो वो याद भी नहीं है, ना उनों के नाम याद है, ना मुझे अपनी वो बचपन याद है. परंतु हांगकांग सिंह अपर में हमारे लौकिक थे तो उनके पास फिर मैं जाके रुकी और फिर आनंद किशोर दादा और प्रकाश मणि दादी वे 5 कॉन्फ्रेंस को अटेंड करके फिर वो मेरे पास आए हांगकांग में. फिर हम कुछ समय हांगकांग गए तो हांगकांग और सिंगापुर में तो सिंधी लोग बहुत हैं, उन्हों की सेवा की कुछ समय रह के, फिर सिंगापुर में सेवा की. मतलब ऐसे टोटल हम एक बरस का चक्कर लगाया विदेश का.
So that is just repeating that history of where she went from the conference. She then went to Hong Kong. They joined her in Hong Kong. Then they went to Singapore. And from Singapore they went other places because they thought if they're leaving Madhuban for such a stretch of time for service, they should spend some time out there.
उन्हों को हमने मुख्य बात मैं कौन हूँ, कहाँ से आई है, मैं आत्मा हूँ, तो आत्मा की नॉलेज उन्हों के लिए बहुत नई थी.
And so what was the thing that, the main thing that we had to share during that, during the times when we were serving, was on the topic of who am I? Because for them, the knowledge of the soul was a very, very new thing.
Topic to use, par usi riti se hi samjhaya.
Whatever the topic they'd given, we'd of course shared accordingly that was relevant,
peace
but
tha,
it was perhaps on the subject of peace, but we also included this element of self-awareness. Who am I?
इसी तरह से विदेश की सेवाएं, रहने का स्थान सहजता, तो सब जगह थोड़ा थोड़ा रुक करके सेवाएं करके 1 साल के बाद हम फिर इंडिया में आए.
And so carrying this message of self-awareness, we toured around all the various places for 1 year and then returned back to India.
और उन्हों को ये नॉलेज बहुत नई लगी. वो
and
हमारे से 2-2 घंटे 3-3 घंटे बैठ के सुनते थे क्योंकि आनंद किशोर दादा तो इंग्लिश में थे ना, तो वो थोड़े थोड़े जो थे और फिर वहाँ जापान में भी हमारे सिंधी लोग बहुत
And they found this knowledge to be very new. So they would sit and listen to us with a lot of interest. And Anand Kishore Dada would be able to share in English because he spoke English. And then when we traveled to Hong Kong, we had a lot of our Sindhi relatives and connections. I stayed with them and so was able to share the message with them. Dadi, aap jab 12 saal ki umar mein aaye, 13 saal ki umar mein jab aap aaye baba ke paas, तो बाबा
तो ने से ही जैसे क्योंकि मुझे माताजी में भी भूल नहीं था ना माताजी भी साथ
दादी इज लौकिक मदर केम विद दादी और फिर उस समय दादी बाबा ने कौन सी भावना आप में जागृत की
समझते थे ना बाबा ब्रह्मा बाबा ब्रह्मा विष्णु शंकर ये तो देवताएं करके गाए गए हैं तो ब्रह्मा सृष्टि का रचयिता है इसलिए उस रीति से और वो भी नाम बाबा का हमने पीछे पीछे समझो पहले नहीं बताया उस रीति तो इसलिए जैसे हमें वो नशा रहता था कि हम ब्रह्मा के संतान हैं ब्रह्मा बाबा के बच्चे और हम जो हमारा नाम मिला था नया माना रतन मोहिनी वही उसी नाम से हम चलते रहे तो हमारे लौकिक भी वंडर खाते थे वो भी फिर सुनते रहे सुनते सुनते उनको भी अच्छा लगता था फिर हम जाकर के एकांत में बगीचे में सवेरे बैठ जाते
सो यू नो इन दोज डेज वी केम विद दैट भक्ति अवेयरनेस दैट ब्रह्मा विष्णु शंकर द थ्री मेन डेटीज इवन द The name Brahma was given later. Earlier when Shiv Baba came, there wasn't the name Brahma given immediately. It wasn't so clear. But when the name Brahma was given, there was this awareness that we are the children of the creator Brahma. There was a real feeling of intoxication of that. And, you know, that intoxication was what carried us in the early days. And often as a practice, we would go and sit out in the gardens in solitude.
और वहाँ विचार सागर मंथन करते माना वहाँ वहाँ कोई और प्रोग्राम्स नहीं थे पर वहाँ जो भी लौकिक इंडियन थे उनकी हमने सेवा की
एंड सो एट दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम मीन आप जब आए तब
लौटे ना जापान से आए हांगकांग में हांगकांग में हमारे लौकिक थे
हाँ अभी मैं दादी पूछ रही हूँ इसकी बात नहीं मैं आपकी जो 13 साल की उम्र की बात की पूछ रही हूँ
मुझे क्या महसूस हुआ
हाँ आप जब छोटेपन में आए तो क्या महसूस हुआ
बचपन की वो तो हम तो ऐसे ही शुरू से भावना में आए क्योंकि हम माता जी के साथ आए वो सत्संग में जाती थी तो इसी भावना से कि भगवान ने हमें भेजा है हमें बाबा ने भेजा है मैं बीच बीच में इंग्लिश में बात करती थी और इंडिविजुअल इंग्लिश करती थी वहाँ हमारे रिश्तेदार थे उनकी माना सेवाएं बहुत हुई
एंड इट वाज व्हाट वाज अवोकन वाज अ वेरी डीप भावना ऑफ हु आई बिलोंग टू व्हाट दैडी हैड सेड अर्लियर वाज दैट बाबा हैड आल्सो सेंट डाउन नेम्स फॉर ईच ऑफ द चिल्ड्रन एंड सो द नेम दैट वाज गिवन टू हर एट दैट टाइम इन द अर्ली डेज वाज रतन मोहिनी And so she remembers that awareness and she said, a lot of service then also happened as we move forward later.
Totally
Ratan Mohini is the jewel that attracts, the attractive jewel. Yeah, that's the name of Ratan Mohini. Dadi, ino ko thoda baba ke baare mein sunao. आप बाबा के साथ बाबा से ज्ञान लिया है बाबा के साथ रहे हैं तो बाबा का कौन सा रूप आपको सबसे प्यारा लगता था आई सेड टेल देम अ लिटिल बिट अबाउट बाबा यू ग्रो अप विद बाबा यू हैड नॉलेज फ्रॉम बाबा यू स्टेड विद बाबा सो व्हाट फॉर्म ऑफ बाबा डिड यू लव द मोस्ट
बाबा ने तो हमें जैसे बच्चों को पालना दी जाती है क्योंकि शुरू शुरू में तो बहुत थोड़े थे ना नए नए तो हांगकांग में भी वो हांगकांग में भी हमारे रिश्तेदार बहुत थे और उन दिनों में हांगकांग, सिंगापुर, वहाँ सिंधी लोग जिस कम्युनिटी के हम हैं वे लोग बहुत थे, तो उनको भी आश्चर्य लगता था। तो उनको सबको हम पहली मुख्य बात सोल कॉन्शियस।
तो बाबा ये आपको समझाता था ज्यादा से ज्यादा
शुरू में? हाँ, शुरू में हम लोगों ने आत्मनिश्चय बुद्धि उस पर बहुत अभ्यास किया।
दिस इज द प्रैक्टिस वी हैड फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग, बिकॉज़ व्हेन वी फर्स्ट केम टू बाबा ऑफ कोर्स वी हैड रिलेटिव्स ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड एंड दे वर क्वाइट शॉक्ड दैट वी वर, यू नो, वी हैड कम टू बाबा इन दिस वे। एंड व्हाट बाबा वुड डू विद अस वाज ही वुड इंस्टिल द फेथ that I am a soul. That was the first lesson that was always underlined in the beginning.
मुख्य बात है जब हम अपने को ये रियलाइज करते हैं,
when we realize this,
शुद्ध आत्मा हूँ,
that I am a pure soul,
और ड्रामा अनुसार हमारा जन्म भी ऐसे अच्छे घर में हुआ जहाँ वो लोग जस्ती, भले हमारे भाई वगैरह उनको अपनी दुकान वगैरह अभी भी माल्टा में है, परंतु इतने दुनियावी रूप में जस्ती नहीं।
एंड अकॉर्डिंग टू द ड्रामा आई वाज आल्सो बोर्न इन अ गुड फैमिली।
हम खुशी से गए और जाते जाते जो भी ज्ञान हम लेते थे वो भी सुनते थे, और फिर वहां से जब लौटे तो जो जहां जहां हमारे रिश्तेदार थे उन्हों के पास रहते रहते आए जब तक कॉन्फ्रेंस पूरी हो।
हाँ,
तो टोटल इस रीति एक बरस हमें, मतलब हांगकांग, सिंगापुर और जापान तीनों स्थानों की सेवा करते करते एक बरस के बाद हम फिर वापस इंडिया आए।
दादी ये बात तो आपने बता दी अभी। अच्छा,
उसमें
अभी
मुख्य बात,
हाँ, द मेन थिंग दैट ही हैड बीन एम्फसाइजिंग दैट थ्रू आउट द टूर एंड द रेस्ट ऑफ द सर्विस दैट दे वेंट इन वाज द होल एम्फसिस ऑन हु एम आई द सोल। दादी तो अभी थोड़ा हिस्ट्री में इसके भी पीछे जाओ, आपके बचपन में।
बचपन
की बातें सुनाओ।
बचपन कहाँ याद आएगा,
क्यों नहीं याद आएगा? हाँ, आप बगीचे में बैठते थे आत्म दादी अभी
बाबा के साथ। बाबा ने तो हम बच्चों को ऐसे पाला जैसे बच्चे और बाप।
बाबा has sustained us children in such a way that it was like a father looking after his children.
और बाबा हम लोगों को घुमाने ले जाते थे,
पैदल बाबा पैदल करते थे।
उस रीति मना हमको, हम छोटेपन में ही आई और हमारी माताजी भी साथ थी, तो हमें ये नहीं लगा कि हम कोई नए स्थान पे आए।
आई केम व्हेन आई वाज यंग एंड आई केम विद माय मदर।
हमने बाबा को अपना बाप समझा।
बट आई नेवर फेल्ट आई'ड कम टू समवेयर न्यू। आई एक्चुअली कंसीडर्ड बाबा
टू
बी माय फादर।
और बाबा मम्मा ने हमें ऐसी पालना दी जो हमें सब कुछ भुला दिया। अभी मेरे से लौकिक हिस्ट्री पूछते हैं लेकिन वो लौकिक हिस्ट्री मुझे भूल ही गई।
एंड बाबा एंड मामा गेव अस सच सस्टेनेंस दैट वी फॉरगॉट एवरीथिंग ऑफ आवर लौकिक इन नेचर। पीपल आस्क मी अबाउट माय लौकिक कनेक्शंस, आई हैव फॉरगॉटन एवरीथिंग।
और इसी ज्ञान को हमने शुरू से लेकर एकांत में बैठ करके अभ्यास करना, सवेरे उठ करके, क्योंकि लौकिक में भी हम सवेरे उठ करके माता जी पूजा करती थी तो हम उठती थी और फिर शांति में बैठ जाती थी, तो उससे हमारे अंदर जो भी बाबा ने नॉलेज दी हमें ऐसे लगा कि ये हमारा बाप है। और बाबा की पालना हमको बच्चों की तरह से।
एंड सो यू नो एनी वे इन भक्ति देयर इज दिस सिस्टम ऑफ वेकिंग अप अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग। सो माय मदर वुड वेक अप वेरी अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग एंड यूज्ड टू डू पूजा, बट आफ्टर कमिंग टू बाबा then the practice changed where we'd wake up in the morning and with the awareness of gyan go into the depth of self awareness. And so as a result, slowly we were feeling a lot of love and sustenance from baba. It was like as if it was our father looking after us, his children.
Aur ज्ञान की मुख्य बात यही है कि हम स्वयं को आत्मनिश्चय करें और सब मेरे भाई बहने हैं सबसे प्यार से रहें.
And so the main thing in gyan is this, that I consider myself to be a soul and I consider everyone else to be my brothers and sisters and maintain an interaction of love amongst each other.
इससे कभी भी ये हमें नहीं महसूस हुआ हम कोई पराए घर में हैं और बाबा ने हमें ऐसी पालना दी जिससे जैसे बच्चे और बाप होते हैं.
And so we never felt amongst each other that we were from a foreign household or we were separate in any way, because Baba gave us such sustenance that we all felt that we were the children of one father.
और जहां भी हम ये नाले सुनाते थे तो उनको नई नाले लगती थी, नई नाले जिसके कारण वो हमें बहुत रिगार से बिठाते थे, रिगार से सुनते थे और सुनकर के उन्हीं बातों पर अमल करते थे, परंतु थोड़े थोड़े, क्योंकि हम भी जास्ती तो नहीं बोल सकते
थे. And so this was the new knowledge that had been given by Baba at that time, and wherever we would go, we would share this knowledge, and as a result of that, people would give us a lot of regard.
अतः हम एक साल के बाद आए, बाकी बाबा के साथ हमारा तो ऐसा रिश्ता रहा जैसे बाप और बच्चे का. बाबा भी हमको सब प्रकार से पालना देना, सिखाना, ये सब पढ़ाई कराना, ये हम करते रहे. बाबा तो हमारे साथ काफी समय थे ना, बाबा मम्मा, मम्मा पहले गई और बाबा पीछे गए, तो ये नॉलेज What am I? मैं कौन हूँ, और उसी स्मृति से हम हर कार्य करते रहे सवेरे उठकर.
दादी एक मिनट में ट्रांसलेशन करती हूँ. एंड सो द मेन रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन फॉर मी विद बाबा वॉज रियली दैट ऑफ द फादर एंड द चाइल्ड. बाबा गेव अस सच सस्टेनेंस, यू नो, फिजिकली एंड स्पिरिचुअली थ्रू द नॉलेज प्रैक्टिकली. एंड
अभी तो आप लोग पढ़े लिखे आते हो, उस रीति से समझते हो, ज्ञान का विस्तार भी पीछे हुआ है, लेकिन हम तो ऐसे आए सहज. तो आत्मा निश्चय बुद्धि और एक बाप दूसरा ना.
एंड सो वी वुड कंटिन्यू टू प्रैक्टिस हाउ टू डू थिंग्स इन द अवेयरनेस ऑफ बीइंग द सोल. And that was the strongest practice, the main thing, who am I that's doing everything? And this is what Baba would train us in. Nowadays, everybody comes with their own knowledge, their own ideas, their own things that govern your awareness, that make you think in a particular way. But in those days, it was just, who am I? Who do I belong to? There is one Baba and none other. This was the foundation of our soul conscious practice.
क्योंकि जितना जितना हम योग अभ्यास करते हैं तो मन एकाग्र होता है.
The more we practice a connection in yoga, then our mind and intellect becomes concentrated.
एकाग्रता बहुत बड़ी शक्ति है.
Concentration is a big power in itself.
माइंड एकदम से भगवान में लग जाए और कोई संकल्प न चले, इससे और जास्ती क्या चाहिए.
This power enables the mind to become completely absorbed in the one. And what more do you want apart from this
अपने
experience of being absorbed?
वो नॉलेज रहे. और बाबा को जब हमने देखा तो बाबा का रूप ही ऐसा देखा जो अभी वाली पिक्चर में है, बाबा के निरारी से वो चमक आती थी, जिस कारण ऐसे लगता था तो हमें तो अपना बाप मिल गया.
And you know,
और दुनिया की बातें भूल गए.
Together with that, with the concentration allowing the mind to remain absorbed in the one, it's important to hold knowledge in your intellect all the time as well. And with that, whenever we would look at Baba, Baba would have a sparkle to his face and to his features, and whenever we would look at Baba, it would feel that this is my father. So there was this feeling of deep belonging with the Father.
Yeah, it could be meditative.
आत्मिक भाव उसको पक्का करे प्रैक्टिस करे महसूस करे आप थोड़ा दादी योग में ले चलो 5-10 मिनट अनुभव
मैं
करो
कहती हूँ तो आप नुस्खे क्या चाहते
आप योग लगाओ उनको इस अभ्यास में लेकर के जाओ तो मैं इंग्लिश में ट्रांसलेशन करती रहेंगी ठीक है तो आप थोड़ा योग कराएंगे
Okay, so I said to Daddy, why doesn't she take us into an experience of soul consciousness? Would you like that? Yeah? So, Daddy, give me some space for translation. Okay? Okay. Aap yoga abhyas shuru karo, Daddy. Aap commentary bolte raho?
Main commentary nahi bolti.
Nee, thoda, Daddy. आत्मा के ऊपर ठीक है ओके
आप सभी तो अभी ज्ञान में नए नए भी होंगे
मेनी ऑफ यू माइट बी न्यू इन ज्ञान सम ओल्ड इन ज्ञान
हमारे ज्ञान का फाउंडेशन यही है
दिस इज द फाउंडेशन ऑफ
ऑल हम
दिस नॉलेज
स्वयं को
That I,
मैं ये शरीर नहीं,
I am not this soul, this body,
मैं आत्मा हूँ,
I
एकाग्रता से,
am a soul.
रात को शुरू शुरू में, रात्रि रात्रि,
concentrate your awareness in this stage.
रात को 12 बजे से लेकर 5 बजे तक, हम Straight.
We used to practice this.
योग में बैठते थे.
From 12 o'clock at night to 5 in the morning.
कुछ समय बाबा तो अलग बंगले में रहता था.
We used to sit in yoga.
परंतु मम्मा भी हमारे साथ योग करती थी.
And mama would have yoga with us during that time.
और शुरू में ये जो आत्मभानीपन की स्थिति है.
And the stage of soul consciousness.
मैं शुद्ध आत्मा हूँ.
I am a pure soul.
आज की दुनिया के अंदर भिन्न-भिन्न प्रकार के लोग.
There are many varieties of human beings in the world.
जिनसे भिन्न-भिन्न रीति से चलना पड़ता. लेकिन
And we have to interact with them in a variety of ways.
मन सदा एकाग्र एकाग्र करने की विधि
लेट आवर माइंड ऑलवेज
हम जो भी कर्म करें
एंड द मेथड फॉर कंसंट्रेशन
जब बोलें जिसको देखें
व्हाटएवर एक्शन इट इज दैट यू डू
हर एक के प्रति
वेदर यू आर सीइंग
हमारी
someone,
वो शुभ भावना की दृष्टि यह भी भगवान के बच्चे
Let your feelings be filled with good wishes.
यह भी अपने बाप को पहचान
You're looking at anyone.
अपने आप को पहचाने
These are Baba's children. Let them recognize who they are
मैं
and who they belong to.
एक शुद्ध आत्मा हूँ
I am a pure
सर्वशक्तिवान
I am a
परम पिता परमात्मा की संतान
with all powers and I am a child of the supreme father the supreme soul
भगवान एक ही है जिसके द्वारा
God is one
हमें यथारथ पहचान और सारे सृष्टि चक्र की नॉलेज मिलती है
एंड थ्रू हिम वी रिसीव द रिकॉग्निशन ऑफ द सेल्फ एंड द नॉलेज ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड
दिल से एकांत में बैठ
एंड सो फ्रॉम द
अभ्यास करने की आवश्यकता है
We practice this whilst we sit in solitude.
हमारी वृत्ति शक्ति हमारी दृष्टि हमें स्वयं को सदा ये ध्यान रखना है जो भी हम कर्म करें
our attitude and vision changes
अंदर स्मृति स्वरूप जिसको भी देखें
and I become aware
हम सब एक पिता की संतान
that I remain an embodiment of awareness
आपस में सब भाई और बहन
whilst performing every action and that I am a child of the supreme and I see the children of the supreme
प्रेम से बात कर सकेंगे
and in this awareness
मन के अंदर
इसके
प्रति भी
with love.
बुरी भावना जागृत न रहेंगी
there won't be any ill feelings towards anyone
और हर एक को ये महसूस होगा
and each one will feel this love
मैं शुद्ध आत्मा
I am a pure soul
सर्वशक्तिवान परम प्यारे परमात्मा पिता की संतान
a child of that supremely beloved supreme father the supreme soul
जानते हैं परमात्मा सत्य है मैं आत्मा भी सत्य
I know that the supreme is the truth.
इसलिए हमें
I, the soul, am truth as well.
अपने जीवन में सदा
and so,
सत्य बोलना
in our lives
जितना जितना
we speak words
शांति से रहना
we live in peace.
और सर्व को संभावना से देखना
and to hold a benevolent vision for everyone
सदा खुश रहते
this is what will keep me happy constantly
हमें तो ये अनुभव है खुशी जैसी खुराक नहीं
There is no nourishment like the nourishment of happiness.
Chinta jaisa marz nahi.
There is no illness
Aur
like that of worry.
Ko koi baat ki chinta nahi.
And so I, the soul, have no type of worry left.
Karam jo bhi mila hua hai, hum us baap ki yaad se
whatever action
शुभ भावनाओं से करते रहेंगे
we continue
तो
to
जरूर
them
हमें उस कर्म में फायदा मिलता रहेगा
of the Father and in this awareness we will receive the benefit of every action we perform
मैं शुद्ध आत्मा हूँ
I am a pure soul
सर्वशक्तिवान
I am
परम
the one
प्यारी
that has all power
परमात्मा पिता की संतान
I am a child of that supremely beloved supreme soul
It feels like we could sit here with Daddy all night long. Right? Did you get a little taste of that tapasya? This is the power of awareness. A very soft and sweet union with Baba.
So, yeah, very, very sweet, and through the heart and now very much through vibrations that is shared with us. So I think it's not, we don't want to clap, right, but can you give her a wave, a soft wave? Thank you. Thank you so much, Daddy, for being with us. And Daddy's also said yes, she said yes to give us Toli, and so it would be beautiful if we could hold that vibration of Om. And I think that's one gift we can give back to Daddy. Hold that soft vibration of silence as we come up and receive Drishti and Toli from Daddy. But you know, there's something beautiful we want to do before that, is we have a gift for Daddy. Daddy, we have a gift for you.
Gift, Daddy.
On behalf of the double foreigners.
Daddy, aapke liye ek gift. डबल विदेशियों के तरफ से आपके लिए गिफ्ट है, क्योंकि कल क्रिसमस का दिन है.
बिकॉज यू गेव अस सो मेनी गिफ्ट,
आपने हमको बहुत सारे गिफ्ट दिए हैं ना, खजाने दिए हैं, तो हम आपको एक तोहफा देना चाहते हैं.
थ्रू योर वर्ड्स एंड वेरी मच थ्रू योर वाइब्रेशन,
आपने अपना वाइब्रेशन द्वारा, शब्द द्वारा हमको बहुत कुछ दिया है, तो हम थोड़ा आपको एक थोड़ा सा छोटी सी गिफ्ट देना चाहते.
सो दिस मेमोरी वी विल नॉट फॉरगेट ऑफ द वाइब्रेशन.
यादगार जो आपने अभी छोड़ा वो
गिफ्ट. हम गिफ्ट दे या
फिर शी सेइंग शुड आई गिव यू अ गिफ्ट और विल यू गिव अ गिफ्ट टू मी.
डैडी इवन ब्रॉट हर ओन टोली फॉर अस, सो शी इज ब्रॉट अस Toli as well, all the way from down.
So just to show it to everyone. So this is a gift for Christmas. Merry Christmas to Daddy. Daddy, bahut, bahut, bahut. Thanks. Daddy has made the effort to come. She arrived from Bombay late on the 22nd evening and made an incredible effort to come up the mountain to be with us today. So real heartfelt thanks to Daddy once again. Can I ask all the new first timers to just stand up? Who are the first timers? Daddy, ye sabhi first timers hai jo pehli bari Madhuban mein aa rahe hai. Give Daddy a little wave. Okay. Thank you. Okay, could I just ask all those on the youth retreats, any youth retreats, to stand up? Everybody else just sit down. 1 minute, Daddy. So everybody else stand up, sit down. And all the youth stand up. Daddy, ye sabhi youth hai. 1 second. Where did it go? Okay, you know that Daddy is the chairperson of the youth wing in Bharat, right? She is the youth daddy. And every year she spends time with all the youth. So, Daddy, these are all the youth who are going to be on the retreat. Yeah? Everywhere. Asia, raise your hands. Asia, Australia, Europe. Okay, USA, South America, Africa, 1, 2, 3, anywhere else? India? No, we don't have India here, but we're in India. Middle East, Israel, Dubai, yeah, at the back there. Okay, thank you. And
The rest, who are here on the children's retreat? Any children here? Dadi, bachcho ki retreat hai. To ye ek, do, teen, char, panch aise bachche hai. Aur hai, lekin abhi tak aaye nahi hai. And, sabhi videshi hai. Who's here for the parents' retreat? Can you stand up? So, dadi, parents ki bhi retreat chalengi, to ye sab parents ki retreat. Bachcho ko retreat pe chhod denge aur wo apna retreat karenge. Okay? Thank you very much. And then the rest of the double foreigners who don't belong to any retreat, stand up. Dadi, ye sab general videshi group hai. Jo kisi khas program mein nahi hai, unka alag rahenga. Okay. Acha, can Europe and Middle East raise their hands? Stay standing, double foreigners, stay standing. Europe and Middle East, okay, that is Europe, UK, Spain, where? Okay. Can Africa raise their hands? Africa? Okay, Asia? Asia, bahut sare hai Asia se. Thailand, Japan, Bali, Indonesia. Okay, we said Africa. USA and South America. South America, USA से है. मतलब पूरे विश्व भर से आए हैं और आएंगे. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's have a moment of silence and let's just carry that taste of tapasya, and then slowly, one by one, starting from the brother's side, you'll be called up to come in front of Daddy and take toli from Daddy, take drishti from Daddy, and walk off the stage. Okay. Any other announcements, Trish? No? Okay. Table hataenge? Ye table hatana?
Humko hamara mil gaya. दिल का मिल गया हमको हमारा मिल गया दुलार दिल का मिल गया अखियों का तारा प्राणों से प्यारा शिव बाबा प्यारा मिल गया
Slowly the brothers can come up from this side and around. Just slowly, there's no rush.
Sit down in front of Daddy. Just put your hand out. She doesn't have to stretch.
Chamka diya takdeer sitara.